Welcome aboard Paulding County. We're rocking and rolling our way through another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, of course. Thanking you oh so much for spending a piece of your morning with me. We have a jam-packed week of Paulding County athletics that we have to get to. A ton of action on the basketball court, both from the girls and the boys side of things. After this episode is done, I need to get over to Paulding. I have that girls game, JV tip at noon, varsity to follow. The boys do play later on that night. And Garrett Mansfield and Brady Stabler will have the boys game for you, of course, on mysports.live. But we also need to chat some wrestling this week. I had mentioned last week that I was planning on having some wrestling coaches on. Well, this week we are joined by the new wrestling coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and he is Dennis Stabler. So we're talking to Dennis Stabler coming up here shortly. We'll take you a little bit around the wrestling world today, but I'm really looking forward to that conversation. Coach Stabler steps in for longtime coach George Clemens to lead the red, white, and blue wrestling program. So we have wrestling to talk about. We have hoops to talk about. Of course, we have our MySports.live slate of games to talk about. There's a whole bunch, especially around the holidays, some Christmas tournaments tipping off. And then, boy, we really get going on MySports.live come the first of the year. These next few weeks really packed. So we'll take you through all that. And, of course, we'll have the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. All that and plenty more coming up right here on another edition of My Sports. Whoever you are and whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you, not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling coming up next. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports. We're talking some wrestling with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Dennis Stabler, up next here on My Sports. Back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports, joined by the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raider varsity wrestling program. He is Dennis Stabler. Coach Stabler, thanks so much for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So how's everything been just in general? You take over the program this year. Obviously, Wayne Trace, high expectations each year. How's everything been early in the year?
It's been kind of interesting. You know, we have a lot of inexperienced kids, which I kind of figured that was going to happen since we lost a few kids not here and there. But just kind of basic, kind of going over everything new, and the kids are working hard. I mean, we have about 10 kids.
Okay.
But I mean, a lot of them are 3 year and below wrestling experience. They're working hard. We're in Lincoln View, and hopefully we'll see what we need to work on, improve on, and never know, they might surprise us too. I mean, we've had a couple scrimmages earlier this year, and they look pretty good. I mean, we're just basically the same moves over and over, just a lot of repetition, yeah. And that's what we do, you know, just keep repeating things over. And I know sometimes it gets boring in practice, but I mean, that's what you got to do to kind of be that, you know, get where you need to be, you know, be a district qualifier, state qualifier, or placer, or, you know, champion, you know. But if you're going to be a champion, you got to do the extra work outside of practice. You know, you got practice, you got school, then you got other practices you need to go to, you know. I was the head coach in 97 through 2006. I was at head coaching job there, and then I think I took a couple years off in 2014, that's when I actually got out, and then George got me back after about 3 or 4 years later, and yeah, it was George Gilbert, he's the one who got everything started. He passed away a while back ago, he moved down Indiana somewhere. There's Mike Bach, he's my wrestling coach, and then it was Paul Overmeyer. I was under Paul Overmeyer as his assistant, and once Paul left Wayne Trace, when he went to Hicksville, and then I took over, and then a couple years later, they hired George to be my assistant, and then George and I, we coached together, and then I stepped down to George, and then now I'm back at it. I mean, it confused a lot of the schools every time we go to a tournament. They keep addressing me, oh, yeah, head coach Taylor. I said, nope. I said, you need to go talk to George. He's the head coach now.
That's hilarious.
So, we've been together for a long time, and And then he just asked me, you know, hey, do you want to do it again? I said, well, I'll probably do it for a couple more years, see how it goes. And, you know, I said, it might take me a little while to get back on the thing. But, you know, like I said, I've been doing it for over 30 years, and everything's just coming right back to me.
I've had Coach Clemens on here on radio a few times in the past few years, and he's always been awesome and really passionate about talking about his kids and the program, which I know, obviously, that shines through right now with you. So who are some of the guys we need to watch out for this year?
Colton Kimmel, you know, he's coming. He's the guy with, like, the most experience right now. I mean, I think he has the opportunity to hopefully get him to the next level, hopefully go over the top and make the state this year. I mean,
and he's a junior, right?
Yeah, he's a junior. Even though he just started wrestling his freshman year, he's shown, in like last 2 years, you know, he made it to districts and he's won a few matches at districts. You know, he's always usually one match away getting into the go-to match, you know, if he was going to make it to state or not. So he's usually that one match away. So hopefully this year he's in that match, you know, hopefully two times or just maybe one time, and then he moves on, you know. I think his younger brother, Camden, hopefully he'll be going down to 106. We have a couple other new ones coming in. Like, I just want to see improvement on the other ones. You know, I can't really say you might have to watch out for these kids here, you know, because right now I don't really know who to really watch out for until I can actually see them live in a match in there. But the other kid who's also around the lightweight is, he's a freshman as well, is Brandon Heyer. I mean, him and Candom, they go back and forth in practice and stuff like that. So it's going to be a battle. Who's going to be down to 6? Who's going to wrestle 13? And a lot of factors there with them. But I think them two, you know, they're going to be coming up in the years to come. Yeah. Also, I have a first year senior coming out. From what I've seen, how he works and all that, you know, he's almost like he's done it before. You know, it's kind of like, man, are you sure you never wrestled before? So he's catching on really quick. I mean, a lot of them are catching on really quick. Everything we kind of go over, you know, boom, they get it done, and, you know, okay, let's move on to the next, and they catch on to that. Just keep on moving on, and it's a good group of kids to work with.
So one thing about wrestling, and I personally never wrestled myself, but even talking to a lot of college coaches, you know, football, baseball, whatever it is, they all recommend or all say, you know, I got some of my best players in this sport from people who also wrestled in high school. How translatable are those skills from wrestling?
It's just like there's a lot of aggression. I mean, you're always, especially like when you're like the bigger guys, you know, you're pushing and pulling and looking for an advantage. It's almost like an offensive lineman, you know, you're kind of trying to push that guy, block him in a certain way, you know, kind of same thing, you know, kind of moving your guys a certain way. And, you know, tackling also, I mean, you kind of look at that, you know, you got a double leg takedown. That's the same thing as a tackle in football. Boom, you know, you kind of notice who the wrestlers out there during. I coach football as well, and I officiated for 10 years also. And then you just know which kid wrestled, you know, just by how they tackle. You know, okay, that was a nice double leg blast he just had on tackle. You know.
Yeah, I guess I've
just
never.
Just a lot of bounce. And the endurance is a lot different, too. I mean, not to knock any of the football or football program or anything like that. Not ours, but I'm just saying football in general.
Yeah.
You can tell, because I hear this from all the other coaches, you know, the kids think they're in shape coming out of football. As soon as they get in wrestling, it's totally different. Yeah. You know, they're like, they think they're in shape, but they get in wrestling, they kind of think again, you know, it's a lot. Yeah.
So how have you seen the program at Wayne Trace go? You mentioned you've been there a long time. I feel like wrestling in general at the high school and the college level has really grown over the past few years. Can you speak to that?
No, it took a while. I mean, we've had some good teams. We've had bad teams, and we've been kind of going up and down. Our numbers have been up and down all the time. But we've always had a few kids that would always, you know, move on to the next level, you know, like make it to state. You know, we've had a nice little streak going, you know, about every year we have a kid make it down at the state floor. Our first one was back in 2005. And that was Corbin Griffiths. And we had another one right after that. Then we had a little downfall. That's when the teams were kind of like going up and down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I forget what year it was. Then we just started, boom, we just started getting kids out there, making the state every year. And, you know, we've been having kids play. You know, we've had three state champions over the last several years. I mean, like we had, you know, we lost Corbin last year. You know, he's a two-time state placer.
Yep.
We have some good ones coming up in the junior high level. And, you know, I just want to try to get that good number out again, you know, try to get about five a class or something, get about 20 kids.
Absolutely. You mentioned Corbin, obviously fantastic career at Wayne Trace. So how important is it for some of those younger guys to kind of see what Corbin did? How does that help them?
Some of the past wrestlers, come back, who's been there, they come back and they show what they did. And they also talk a little bit, this is what I did to become, to attain this level, where I was at that time. I'm just looking for improvement all the way throughout the season. Yeah, we're going to take our bumps. I expect that for being a young, inexperienced team. As long as they keep improving every day and every day, like I always tell them, the old cliche, not what you do at the end of the year, what you do at the end of the year. Yep. If you make it to districts or, make it to state floor, that's outstanding. I've had a couple of kids, they weren't doing so good during the year. Then by the time sectionals come along, everything just clicked for them. Then they make it to districts. Make the difference with a losing record a lot of times, because it just clicked for them, and then they just have a really good tournament that day, and then they move on next week and they win a couple matches in districts.
Last one for you, Coach. Obviously, again, being around wrestling in Paulding County and the Green Meadows Conference a long time, the GMC itself has a ton of really good wrestlers in it. What is your outlook for the conference this year?
Tenora, he's always, they're always tough.
Nick wrestled for us,
and now he's taking over that program. He's done a really fine job. I think Paulding's going to be there up there, too. Paulding has the numbers. They have some really good individuals, too, to kind of get in there. And I know Hicksville, they got a lot of kids right there. Tenora's going to be right on top unless somebody knocks them off.
Gotcha.
I'm going to take probably a lot of other schools knocking them off in the conference, winning the GMC.
Well, hey, that's all I got for you, Coach. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Yeah, like I said, best of luck, and go get them this weekend. Then what, Border Wars next weekend?
Border Wars is the 28th and 29th. That's on a Monday, Tuesday.
Got it.
And that's going to be a real test. We'll see how we stand up against that. That is a really tough tournament. You got Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. You got four different states representing.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you.
A big thank you to our guest today, Dennis Stabler, for taking some time to break down the red, white, and blue wrestling program. First year at the helm of the varsity program for Coach Stabler, taking over for Coach Clemens, and wish them luck because they are in action today at the Lancer Invitational. Quick look at the Wayne Trace Wrestling schedule for the year. Border Wars, that's a big one coming up Monday and Tuesday at Defiance. I know a ton of different teams around the area. Talking to a bunch of coaches throughout the years, they kind of use the Border Wars as a measuring stick to see where they are at early in the season, because you get to see so much different competition. So, of course, Border Wars coming up Saturday, January 3rd, there at the Troy Invitational. Then moving on later into January, wrestling really moves quick. January 23rd and 24th, Van Buren Invitational for the Raiders. Then the LCC Invitational, that's a Friday and Saturday, the 30th and the 31st. At Cary, that's an invitational on February 7th in the morning, also a Saturday. And then Thursday, that is February 12th. That's the county meet, and this year it is at Paulding. So circle that one, county meet, Thursday, February 12th, 6 p.m. And then the Saturday after, actually two Saturdays after that, is the Green Meadows Conference Tournament at Ayersville, February 21st. So that is a look at the guy side of things for the girls. Well, the girls in action already, too. They had one meet under their belt, also competing today. That is at the Archbold invite for the ladies. Then they have the Defiance invite, Arcadia invite, January 10th. The 17th, it's Patrick Henry. The 30th of January, as well as February 8th with the Gibsonburg invite. And girls wrestling really starting to grow and explode throughout Northwest Ohio, throughout Indiana too, so that's been really cool to see. Let's turn our attention to the Paulding Panthers wrestling program really fast. Couple invitationals, couple meets under their belt already. They're in action today at Coldwater. Then they're also involved in the Border Wars at Defiance, December 29th and December 30th. Then Tuesday, January 13th, Lincoln View and Delta St. John, that is an invite at Lincoln View. And then the 20th of January, Parkway Edgerton in Fairview. Then it's the Van Buren invite, Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th. The LCC invite, the 30th and 31st of January. The Rossford invite, February 7th. And then, of course, February 12th, that is a Thursday against Antwerp and Wayne Trace, the county meet. And like I mentioned, that GMC tournament at Ayersville on Saturday, February 21st. So that's a look at the Raiders' schedule and the Panthers' schedule. Let's take a look at the Antwerp Archers' schedule again. Have a few tournaments already done and completed for the Antwerp wrestling program. And Antwerp, as well as Wayne Trace and Paulding, really good wrestlers this year. Well, today they're at the Lincoln View invite. And then, of course, at the Border Wars, on December 29th and 30th. Then they take on Edgerton, Parkway, and Fairview. That one is at home at the range, so get out and support your wrestlers Tuesday, January 6th. And then the Crestview Duels, that's January 10th, early again, 9 a.m. Saturday. 2 weeks after that, January 24th, the Clyde Invitational. The Friday after that, the LCC Invitational, that both last Friday and Saturday. Then they also have the Ada Invitational, February 7th. And, of course, the county meet at Paulding, Thursday, February 12th, and the GMC Tournament at Ayersville, the 21st. So there's a look at some of the wrestling action coming up. And I know, well, I'm pretty sure MySports.live is covering one of those. A little sneak peek into there. I'll let you know when that's coming up. But once again, a huge thank you to our guest today, Dennis Stabler, first-year head coach for the Wayne Trace Raider wrestling program. And if you missed that interview, of course, head on over to the my1027.org website for on-demand access, not just of this episode, but every episode, at least, that I've been a part of throughout the years here on My102.7. So there's a look at wrestling. We're going to have more wrestling coaches on this show, don't you worry. But right now, it's time for a break. When we come back, we're talking girls' hoops, we're talking boys' hoops, we'll break down the week on the hardwood that was in Paulding County. This is My Sports, and we're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
And we're back here on My Sports Chat in some basketball. Just wrapped up talking a whole bunch of wrestling, previewed some of the schedules. And, of course, we talked to our guest today, Dennis Stabler, in his first year at the helm of the Wayne Trace Raider wrestling program. Really appreciate the insight into the program, Dennis. If you missed that conversation, we'll head on over to the my1027.org website and check it out. Not just this conversation, but all of the fantastic coaches that we've had on My Sports Radio this year. All right, so we just talked some wrestling. It is now time to chat about a very, very busy week on the hardwood in Paulding County. We're going to start with some girls' hoops earlier in the week. It was Fairview over Wayne Trace in a conference game. Wayne Trace, really nice squad this year, but the Apaches got the best of them to pick up their first win in the GMC. Leading all scorers, Naviah Heisler. She had 14 points, three Apaches in double figures. With 12, it was Aubrey Hammer. And then Samantha Kuhlman, she also poured in 10. For Wayne Trace, Kareen Winans led the way with 13. Amber Stoller, also in double figures, she had 10. And then Caroline Winans behind them with 6. Also need to mention Lexi Moore, another nice performance with 9 points. But it was Wayne Trace dropping to Fairview in a tight one. By 6, the Apaches won 52-46, your final. More girls action takes us to the Antwerp Lady Archers. Again, Green Meadows conference play tipping off early. Hicksville knocking off Antwerp, 47-27 your final. And Hicksville did it in pretty consistent fashion. How about 12 in the first, 12 in the second, 13 in the third, and 10 in the fourth, holding Antwerp to only 6 in the first, 7 in the second, 7 in the third, and 7 in the fourth. Claire Roars, she led the way for the Antwerp Lady Archers. She had 11 points. Aliyah Friend also chipped in 9, and Gabby Snyder with 3 of her own. On the scoring for the Hicksville Aces, Kennedy Adams, she had a nice game with 9 points. Leading the way, Devoni Mull, she had 13. Also contributing, Jocelyn Baldwin with 5 and Abigail Walsher with 4 to her own. Let's get into the full scoreboard from Thursday night, and then we'll talk some boys' highlights from last night, some standings there, as well as go over these ladies' standings as well. But number one, Paulding, the Lady Panthers all over Tenora, 66-18. Yeah, you heard that right. 66-18. Really excited to get out and see the Lady Panthers again at the Jungle after this episode as they take on Montpelier on MySports.live. Ton of games on MySports.live tonight. Head on over and check them all out. But Paulding, 66, Tenora, 18 from Thursday. Edgerton 54 over Ayersville with 37. Fairview, like I mentioned, over Wayne Trace, 52-46. And again, as previously stated, it was a victory for Hicksville over Antwerp, 47-27 in that one. So let's take a peek at the standings as they look so far for girls hoops. And, well, they look just like this. Spalding, 3-1 overall, 1-0 in conference play. 4-2 overall for Hicksville, 1-0 in the conference. Fairview, 1-0, 3-2. Edgerton, 1-0, 4-3. Wayne Trace, 0-1, 3-1. Ayersville, 0-1, 3-5. Antwerp, 0-1, 2-4. And then Tenora, 0-1, 1-6. And that is a look at your girls' basketball standings so far. All right, time to chat some boys' hoops, but there really wasn't too much to talk about last night in Paulding County because Antwerp, Wayne Trace, and Paulding all in action today. But let's take you around the scoreboard from one evening ago. Wauseon over Edgerton, 57-32. Fairview taking down Continental, 63-38. And then Delta over Ayersville, 55-54 in a tight one. But the Paulding County teams all in action tomorrow. And I mentioned when we talked about it with the girls, it's a doubleheader. Paulding girls, Paulding boys, they are both taking on Montpelier. If you can't make it out to the jungle, well, go ahead, check it out on mysports.live. For the Antwerp Archers, also in action a little bit later today as they draw Continental at Continental, so that one not on mysports.live. And the red, white, and blue of Wayne Trace, they hit the road as well, taking on Crestview. That should be a good one. And then, of course, the Wayne Trace Raiders and Paulding Panthers in conference action next week, next Friday. That one is at the Palace. Have it circled on your schedule. If you can't get out to it, again, be sure to catch it on mysports.live. Raiders in action, like I mentioned today, at Crestview, then back home at the Palace versus Paulding next Friday. So real quick look at the standings, but not going to spend too much time on it because obviously they will change after today. Conference play opening up next week. Edgerton's 3-3 overall. Antwerp 2-1. Fairview 2-1. Ayersville 2-2. Hicksville 2-2. Paulding 1-1. Tenora 2-3. And Wayne Trace at 1-2. And that's a quick look at your boys' basketball standings. But again, that will all change in 24 hours, less than that, honestly. So there's a look at your guys' games, some of the action from this past week, but it's really starting to ramp up, and year in and year out, nobody knows who is going to win the Green Meadows Conference, so I'm really excited to see once we get into conference play, who are those teams that start to separate themselves, and I'm also excited to get over to the jungle for the Paulding girls game right after this, again, taking on Montpelier. All right, time for a break. Here on MySports, when we come back, we have some thank yous. We have our MySports.live slate of games. And of course, we have the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. All that and plenty more as MySports rolls on right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Back after this.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, wrapping this one up like we do each and every week with a few thank yous, with our MySports.live slate of games, and of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Thank you so much, Paulding County, for joining me another Saturday morning and another episode breaking down everything in Paulding County Athletics. First and foremost, our first thank you. It goes out to the new head wrestling coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders varsity wrestling program. He is Dennis Stabler. Coach Stabler, really appreciate you taking the time, breaking down your team with us this week. Looking forward to seeing how all of your guys and ladies do as this season progresses. Best of luck along the way. Our other thank yous, well, of course, they go out to our sponsors because without them, I would not be here doing this, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. I thank you so much for your support, not just this week, but every week, breaking down sports on my 102.7. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, year in and year out. And Merry Christmas, of course, to our sponsors and all of you of Paulding County as well. Can't believe we're creeping in on the Christmas holiday, just under 2 weeks now. Pretty crazy, but I hope you all get some time to see your families and spend some really quality time together. I'm very much looking forward to it. All right, it is time now for our MySports.live slate of games. Like I said, I got to get to Paulding after this, myself and Brady. Paulding girls against Montpelier. Varsity should tip about 1-1-15. And then the boys, they play Stryker at home with Garrett Mansfield and Brady Stabler on that call. Then into next week, and this is an absolutely packed week. We start on Monday the 15th, Lincoln View and Wayne Trace. Girls, Dave Bowen and Ben Winans on the call for you. Antwerp and North Central with Kenny Stabler and Scoop Miller. Also on Tuesday, Antwerp boys against North Central with Kenny and Scoop as well. Brady and Dave Bowen have a game Tuesday. It's boys and it's Paulding. Continental and Paulding, that one at the Jungle. Then Garrett Mansfield on Thursday with Ben Winans. We'll have Paulding and Wayne Trace. That is girls. Antwerp and Sonora, Friday, December 19th, with Jason Landers and Ben Winans there. Then Garrett Mansfield and Dave Bowen for Paulding, Wayne Trace. That's going to be a monster matchup. And then it's Paulding against Holgate. The girls starting about, 1:30 on that Saturday, December 20th. Again, Paulding girls against Holgate girls with Brady and Scoop. And then Paulding and Ottoville with Brady and Scoop as well. A lot of doubleheaders, really exciting time. And wish I could be out there for some games, but I don't want to say unfortunately. But with the way work goes, I will be in Boca, Florida at a bowl game. So not complaining, but definitely will miss calling a few games out there, Paulding County. And yeah, it's just kind of how the industry works. But that's a look at your MySports.live slate of games for this next upcoming week. Let's talk about the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And we're just going to stick with football. We're going to go to the college level because the coaching carousel is crazy. And I know college football has only gotten more crazier once money got involved. I know everybody has their opinions about it, but I still believe that really good people meet really good people. Head coach Jason Candle took an opportunity down at the University of UConn. It was really cool to see him make that jump to the next level. That guy has been nothing but fantastic to me. So shout out to him, number one. Penn State, well, they were looking for a head coach, and in my mind, they backed into one of the best hires that they possibly could. Also, a guy that coached at the University of Toledo, I never met him personally, but Matt Campbell going to Penn State, that's also one of the best things that I have seen in sports all week. And at the University of Toledo, being able to come home, Mike Jacobs, the Maumee alum, Ohio State offensive lineman, coming back to coach the Rockets, and I'm not just talking college football. I'm not just talking about Bowling Green and Toledo. I know I usually do that a lot, but anytime you see somebody outside of yourself that's able to succeed, you just have to appreciate what they have done and the hard work that they put in to get to the next level. And I know broadcasting is the same way, but it's very obvious that good people meet really good people, and I saw a lot of really good people take promotions this past week. So that, my friends, is the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Promotions all the way around right before the Christmas holiday. And oh, this might be something that there's probably some controversial opinions out there, but I love my mid-major schools, as you guys probably know. JMU. How about JMU getting into the college football playoff? I absolutely love it. Best of luck to them as they march on through the college football playoff. How much fun would that be if we saw them win a few games? I know they're taking on Oregon, but it's all right. My bet is with JMU, go JMU, and those, of course, are the best things that I have seen in sports all week. Love promotions, love small schools getting a chance to play against some of the bigger ones on the national stage. Best of luck, JMU, and congratulations to everybody who has new coaching jobs. All right, well, that will do it for me today. Another week in the books, Christmas on the horizon. Merry Christmas, Paulding County, first and foremost. Be very safe out there. Like I said, I have to hop on a plane to Florida, then I'm going to get back to Pennsylvania myself. But safe travels to everybody, and I'm looking forward to catching up with everybody, hopefully in person, at a Paulding, Wayne Trace, or Antwerp game after the new year, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And I'll talk to you next week, Paulding County, same time, same place, right here in My 1027 WMYW Studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.